Michigan State University is hosting the first ever American retrospective of Palestinian artist Samia Halabi, a distinction that would have belonged to Indiana University had it not canceled its exhibit last winter. Ethan Sandweiss joined IU students on a trip to East Lansing for Halabi's show, Eyewitness.
It could have just been a short walk across campus to Indiana University's Eskenazi Museum of Art. Instead, 45 students, two professors, and two reporters huddled outside at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning for a 9-hour round trip to Michigan State University. They were going to see the first American retrospective of Palestinian artist Samia Halabi, whose exhibits have been displayed at the Guggenheim, the Art Institute of Chicago, and the Detroit Institute of Art. The show was supposed to be Halabi's second retrospective. The first would have been last spring at IU, where Halabi received her MFA and taught painting. When the university canceled the show without public announcement in December over unspecified security risks, it inflamed campus and the art world. David McDonald, an associate professor of folklore and ethnomusicology who studies Palestine, was eagerly anticipating the first retrospective at IU.
Samia Halabi is one of the most famous Palestinian artists of the 20th century. To have her here at Indiana University campus was an amazing opportunity for me just as a scholar of Palestinian culture.
Its cancellation was one of several events that led to major protests against the administration at IU. It was at these protests that McDonald ran into Alex Lichtenstein, a professor of history and American studies, who planned to teach a class on exhibit curation in the fall.
Serendipitously, both Professor McDonald and I were on Dunn Meadow during the protests in April, and we started talking to one another, and I said, I'm really thinking of taking a group of students up to see the Samia Halabi exhibit this fall because they weren't able to see it at IU.
Lichtenstein is teaching a class on curating exhibits. McDonald's students are learning about protest art and music, so the show is directly applicable. But Lichtenstein says if IU hadn't canceled Halabi's exhibit, she probably would have flown under his radar.
I guess in some ways it is a political act, and I want to demonstrate that you were denied this by the IU administration at IU, so we're going to make sure you have the opportunity here at MSU, which for whatever reasons had the courage to go ahead with the exhibit.
IU still paid for the trip, which Lichtenstein said cost around $8,000. To be sure, MSU had a claim to the artist as well. It's where Halabi received her first master's degree in 1960. Rachel Winter, an assistant curator at MSU's Broad Museum of Art, worked for 2 years with Halabi to put the show together.
I think it's very important that it's here because it was at MSU that she really dug into this journey to become an abstract painter. I think that Samia is an artist who hasn't necessarily received her due in the art world.
Halabi is an abstract painter. Her art suggests movement, light, and nature in ways that Winter describes as rational and methodic. In the discussion over the cancellation, Halabi's politics and activism for Palestine took center stage. Some speculated her criticism of Israel contributed to IU's decision to cancel her show, although the university denies this. Others couldn't help notice how the cancellation came on the heels of lawmakers pressuring campus to fight anti-Semitism. Some of Halabi's work has titles such as Occupy Jerusalem, but you couldn't tell it's political just by looking at it. Other pieces with titles such as Toronto Aquarium and Mourning in Your Heart don't drop any political clues whatsoever. Students like freshman Lewis Rolfing says that's not what they expected.
And it was kind of shocking to find out that it was just like an art exhibit. Like it wasn't like antagonistic or anything.
Freshman Emma Broach said the trip to MSU changed her perspective on IU's cancellation.
Their response last year makes me frustrated now that I see what her art actually is.
But IU saw the exhibit's potential to inflame. Other faculty have followed Lichtenstein and McDonald by announcing trips to MSU. Stephen Bridges, interim director of the Broad Museum, didn't say whether his staff had similar discussions about security threats, but says he worked closely with MSU so the exhibit could proceed safely.
I'd say the museum is also very committed to being an open forum for expression and really for civil dialogue. For the expression of different ideas, the exchange of ideas in a respectful and, again, a civil atmosphere.
Halabi's show is now on display at the Broad Museum until December 15th. For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.